welcome everyone to Italian Pods Culture Show.
Ci scusiamo per il ritardo.
Sorry for the delay. So no delay today. We are talking about travel in Italy. We're talking about traveling and about issues that arise when you're traveling, about places to go and insights that we have as both travelers and speakers.
And Italians.
I'm
adopted and native.
Adopted, but, that's a good way to put it.
So, today we're talking about La Bella Ferrara.
Ferrara. So, this is a city in Emilia-Romagna, which is kind of like the middle breadbasket area of Italy.
If you like to put it this way.
That's how the Emilia-Romagnans put it. I, of course, lived in Parma, which is not so far from Ferrara. And you might have heard the name before, but not the cars, Ferrari, which are unrelated.
If you see a Ferrara car, it's not like a verified, it's just a Chinese copy.
It's like the Bolex watch, not quite Rolex.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, we do have some really great stuff to talk about, though, because Ferrara is an old city, a city rich in history and a great city to visit.
It's a great city. It's a great city for like one or even just 1 or 2 days, just walking around the city. I think it's beautiful there. Il Castello Estense, that I like. I leave you the translation to you.
The Estense Castle.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. And actually, Ferrara is full of, they're doing a lot of events recently in the last years, and it's a very lively city. There's also many students and important architecture university, so it's a very alive city, even though like the historical buildings and everything makes it very, very special.
It does. And, you know, people all throughout history have been saying how beautiful Ferrara is, and even one of the greatest Italian writers, Ariosto, said that Ferrara is the most beautiful of all of Italy's cities. He famously said that and actually died in the city. So there's a really strong historical element, but there's also a lot of stuff that you can do while you're there. First of all, rent a bike, ride around. It's on the Po River, and the Po River is a huge and important river that kind of feeds central Italy. And because it's in this Po River valley, it's quite flat. And so it's very easy to bike around and to visit, you know, outlying areas. But the city itself has a lot going on, has some amazing architecture. And as Marco mentioned, castles and palaces. One of the other palaces is the one that first came to mind when Marco and I started talking about this, preparing this. The Palace of Diamonds.
Il Palazzo dei Diamanti.
So, Marco, do you know why do they call it the Palace of Diamonds?
Wait, I think it was because it was the outside and the wall is like... Can you explain it for me?
All of the walls are created by lots of small stones that are shaped like pyramids. And so they're all put together. They're all lined together. And it's a series of little pyramidal stones on top of each other, covering the walls, right? So it looks from a distance like a diamond because it has all these
angles. It looks like spikes to me, actually.
A little bit intimidating.
The truth. Another thing about the Ferrara that I really like is that it's full of this garden, but it's all private gardens because at the time of the Este family, this was like the style of the houses and the buildings. So it's very like full of garden that you can see from outside. Like you can see trees, but you cannot enter. Or sometimes you can. But it's a very special thing in the architecture of the city.
Well, and that's actually something that comes up in you know, more popular culture because you have a very, very famous author, Giorgio Bassani, who was a very famous Ferraran, who wrote his Ferrara novels, one of which was the Garden of the Finzi Contini's. And this is a story that's kind of set right before World War II. And the centerpiece of this book, which was later made into a movie, is this garden of the Finzi Contini's. So everyone kind of is jealous of them. They're very wealthy. They have this garden, but you can't ever go into it. So definitely something worth checking out.
So there's a lot of stuff to see, to do, to read. We gave out a lot already, but I wanted to give you a little bit more, you know, pop. Here we
All
have
right.
to talk about something more
pop.
Okay, no,
shoot.
I found out a very good website that talks about like everything in Ferrara. It's called ferraraforum.it, I think, .it, And you can research, you can, there's a lot of conversations about events, venues, and what's the best pub. I was looking at what's the best pub in Ferrara, and there were 102 replies of
wow,
people
lots
fighting.
Of opinions.
No, it's the Vines. No, it's the Lady Hawk. So, I don't know. Well, in case you just, I don't know what you prefer, pubs or discos, there's a lot of information there. I think this is a good advice. But, and also talking about pop. Maybe not so pop, but food culture.
Which is my area.
Ecco, I give you...
Well, we are researching a bit about local specialties. And because Ferrara is in Emilia-Romagna, there are a lot of wonderful foods that are related to both grain and meat. And so one of those foods is cappellacci di zucca. So that is like... big hats, squash hats. But it's kind of like, they're similar to tortellini because they're stuffed dough, right? They're kind of like a pasta that's stuffed. And the famous one is cappellacci di zucca, so filled with squash. And it's so, so, so delicious. We used to eat it in Parma. And one of the other things that's very famous is salama da sugo. And that is a, yeah, it's a local name for it. And it's a kind of like a spiced meat.
Salama da sugo.
Da sugo. But I also want to mention two breads that are very, very widely eaten, but are, you know, Ferraran specialties.
Ferrarian bread. How's the adjective of Ferrara?
Ferraran.
Oh, yeah? Ferrarese in Italian.
Ferrarese. So pani ferraresi are bauletto and ciupeta. And these are these are delicious, delicious, delicious breads. Very kind of squishy and doughy and white. But I recommend you try those and try the local specialties when you're there. And obviously, any restaurant you're going to go to is going to be able to offer a lot of the local produce. And remember, it depends on the season, so certain things are better at certain times of the year.
Okay, so I think this is more than enough for you to go and check out Ferrara and what the city has to offer. And so please let us know if you've been there and you want to give some other advices to the people who want to go there, or if you're going there, if you're looking for people who give you advice or anything, just post a comment on italianpod.com or write an email to italianpod@praxislanguage.com.
So happy travels, hope you enjoyed this, and until next time, ciao a tutti.
Ciao.